This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A euro costs $1.18 at the moment, meaning that the dollar remains weak. The dollar has drifted generally down and down during the pandemic against every major currency. While this helps U.S. exporters sell overseas, the long slide has some wondering if the dollar is no longer king. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Pick a currency, any currency. Chances are it gained against the dollar last month. The euro, the yen, the Brazilian real, the Mexican peso, the Swedish krona, the New Zealand dollar. Goldman Sachs told clients recently it has real concerns about the longevity of the U.S. dollar as a dominant currency. Former Morgan Stanley chairman Stephen Roach says the problem is U.S. leadership in the world.
In the last few years, we've led the charge in deglobalization, decoupling, trade protectionism, imposition of tariffs. We have absolutely failed in dealing with COVID.
And now the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates ultra low, meaning almost no payoff for buying the dollar. As confidence in the U.S. economy falls, Roach warns the dollar could crash.
It raises real questions, I think, about the staying power of the U.S. as a real leader in the global economy.
Enter the European Union as a potential new boss. EU members have flattened their pandemic curves, and they agreed to a long-term stimulus plan. Agathe Demaret heads global forecasting at the Economist Intelligence Unit.
After all the talks about the EU potentially imploding with Brexit, and also there had been fears of a Greek exit, well, what the EU is telling now to the rest of the world is that EU members want to stay together in the very long term.
Could a rising euro nudge aside the dollar? Those who would say no argue that the greenback remains the dominant currency for international transactions. And when governments save their money, they save in dollars. As for the euro, Catherine Mann, chief global economist at Citi, says the market for buying and selling it isn't ready.
You know, a deep and liquid euro bond market is necessary for the euro to be a viable candidate for taking over the preeminent role of the dollar.
Still, in a changing world, the dollar may someday be replaced, just as the British pound yielded to a rising U.S. currency and economy a century ago. University of Michigan economist Catherine Dominguez.
An easy prediction is that the dollar would not necessarily maintain its dominant role forever. But exactly how that evolves, I think it's very hard to predict.
Especially hard, she says, in the swirl of a confusing pandemic. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.